Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. State officials across the country are preparing for armed protests beginning this weekend through Wednesday's inauguration. NPR's Amy Held reports extra precautions are being put in place after pro-Trump extremists stormed the U.S. Capitol last week.
From Boston to Springfield, Illinois, to California. Statehouses are being boarded up, barricades installed, and reinforcements brought in. In Sacramento, FBI Special Agent in Charge Sean Reagan says plans at the state capitol have him concerned.
Is anybody going to try to hijack that, you know, that protest, so to speak, in order to commit violence?
And in Washington, the Secret Service says it's creating a green zone for Wednesday. The capitol fortified by barbed wire, thousands of National Guard troops on hand, and visitors told to stay home for what's typically been a peaceful transfer of power at the seat of the nation's democracy. Amy Held, NPR News.
Georgia's Secretary of State says all 159 counties have now certified results in last week's two Senate runoff elections. The state secretary has to certify the totals before Senators-elect John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock can be sworn in. California is opening what are being called coronavirus vaccine super sites in an effort to speed up the administration of shots. Kevin Stark of member station KQED reports.
Officials are scrambling to set up vaccination sites at places like Disneyland, Dodger Stadium in L.A., and the Moscone Center in San Francisco. Governor Gavin Newsom said the federal government further complicated the effort to speed up distribution this week by promising the state hundreds of thousands of doses from a stockpile that is reportedly used up. Speaking outside at Dodger Stadium, Newsom said he is now unsure when more vaccine will arrive in California.
Our resolve is to get all of the existing doses that are in this state administered as quickly and efficiently as possible.
The state has received a total of more than 3 million doses so far. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Stark in San Francisco.
The Justice Department says the Trump administration has given up trying to make an unprecedented change to 2020 census results. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong has details.
The Trump administration had been trying to exclude unauthorized immigrants from census numbers that the Constitution says must include the, quote, whole number of persons in each state. Those counts determine each state's share of votes in Congress and the Electoral College for the next 10 years. But a Justice Department attorney told a federal judge Friday that it's now impossible for the Trump administration to carry out that plan. Census results are not expected until early March because the Census Bureau needs to run more quality checks, which were delayed because of the pandemic. The extra time will help the Bureau make sure the count is complete and accurate. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR. European Union officials are criticizing Pfizer for unexpectedly announcing a temporary delay in coronavirus vaccine supplies starting next week. Pfizer says it needs the time to revamp factories in order to boost production. Canadian officials say new models for tracking the spread of the coronavirus in the country show the pandemic is worsening there and rapidly. Dan Karpinchuk reports Canada is on track to see nearly 800,000 cases by the end of this month.
Health officials say the daily case counts of the coronavirus have surpassed the peak of the first wave. They warn that the healthcare system is being overwhelmed, and unless there is swift action, doctors may have to make impossible choices about who gets an ICU bed. Officials say if Canadians continue to have the same close contact, the forecast is for continued rapid growth of COVID-19. In his address on Friday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said reducing in-person contacts is the only way to get the numbers down. And Canada's chief public health officer says unless restrictions are further intensified, Canada will not be able to curb the rate of spread. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
India launched its COVID-19 vaccination program today, expected to be the world's largest. A hospital cleaning worker was the first to receive it. India is prioritizing nurses, doctors, and other frontline workers. The government is shooting to vaccinate more than 300,000 people on just this first day. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.